Protesters who dangled from the St. John's Bridge over the Willamette River in Portland drew a lot of attention toward Shell's plans to drill for oil in the Arctic. But how much did protesters affect Shell's actual plans for drilling? Reporter Tony Schick has been looking into this. He says protesters blockading Shell's Fennica icebreaker for 2 days had little effect on Shell's overall investment in Arctic drilling.
Drilling these kinds of wells, the experts I talked to said it takes somewhere between like 60 and 90 days. And then you factor in the fact that they wanted to drill two wells and the Fed said that they can only drill them one at a time. You start to do that math and you can see kind of where an everyday count scenario could factor in for Greenpeace, kind of trying to make this a less successful trip for Shell.
That was reporter Tony Schick. He says Shell has begun drilling in the Arctic, but it needs the icebreaker on site and a change to its federal permit before it can drill into oil-bearing zones.